Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 354. 3 Tips to Thrive During the Holiday Season by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. Hey, a very happy Thanksgiving Day to those of you in the U.S. Welcome to the show where I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, always with permission from the sites, of course. So again, it's Thanksgiving Day, and what better topic than how to survive during the holiday season? Now, I love this time of year, and I am human, and there was a point, not too long ago, where between Halloween and New Year's Day, I gained 8 pounds. 8 pounds in the course of like 2.5 months. Now, I did lose that weight. It took a little while. But most importantly, I learned a lot about myself and what my triggers are and how to not eat till the point where I'm feeling full and uncomfortable. So I shared some of those tips earlier this week, but we're going to hear Nia Shanks' take today. So let's jump right in, hear today's holiday post, and continue optimizing your life. 3 Tips to Thrive During the Holiday Season by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Holiday Survival Guide? I don't think so. This is not going to be your typical how to avoid your favorite holiday goodies article or anything like that. Instead, the goal of this article is to help you continue on your sustainable, practical, enjoyable lifestyle habits of eating and training like the badass you are. But let's be honest. This is the time of year when we'll have a surplus of food and tasty homemade goodies at our disposal. Not to mention, we'll have parties to attend, gifts to purchase, and families to visit. That means time will be a precious commodity and not an abundant luxury for many people. So the question remains, how can you juggle the delicate balance of enjoying the holiday season, indulge in your favorite foods, still maintain your workout routine, and not reverse the habits you've built or the results you've maintained over the past several months? Better yet, how can you thrive instead of survive the fast approaching holiday season? Well, it's probably easier than you think. Let's dive right in. 3 holiday thrival tips. 1, don't stress. For some reason, many people instantly panic when they think about the holidays. There will be parties, lots of food, less time to work out, and a host of other things that will require your time and energy. You wonder how in the world you'll maintain a workout schedule and avoid overeating the surplus of goodies. And then you panic. Don't. The key is to relax and don't have unrealistic expectations. The second you panic and think about all the food you could eat and the workouts you'll be tempted to miss is when you take a proverbial nosedive. Don't put pressure on yourself to be perfect and to avoid temptation for the next 2 months. Heck, I'm willing to bet the stress you cause yourself from flipping out over such things is far worse than taking a relaxed approach. If you find yourself obsessing over food, or you get off track with your normal workout regimen, take a deep breath and relax. Let's put things in perspective and find a way to simplify everything during this busy time so you can keep training and eating well without having to revolve your life around a rigid schedule you know isn't practical this time of year. After all, working out and eating well should enhance your life and not dominate it. The busy holiday season is no exception. And because food will be practically everywhere we turn over the next couple of months, I find the next tip incredibly helpful. Tip number 2, eat the foods you enjoy and not the ones you don't. I would file this tip under the common sense category, but many of us eat foods during the holiday season just because they're around or are offered to us, even if we don't particularly like them. I used to do this as well, but no more. This holiday season, whether you're sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner or attending a party, eat the foods you truly like and enjoy, and don't eat the ones you don't like. Come on, admit it. You know you've eaten some store-bought, stale cookies at a holiday party because they were sitting out, and they didn't even taste good. Whatever you eat, make sure it's something you actually like. And when you eat these foods, savor and enjoy them, guilt-free. Tip 3, modify your workout schedule if necessary. I prefer to go about business as usual when it comes to my workouts, but some people are truly strapped for time. Don't skip your workouts altogether this holiday season. Instead, modify them if necessary. You can do this a few different ways. Perform fewer total workouts. Maybe you're accustomed to working out 4 times per week. During the busy season, cut your workouts back to 3 per week, or even 2 strength sessions. Or decrease the duration of your workouts. If your workouts typically take 60 minutes to complete, try cutting back the volume of each exercise so you can complete the workout in half the time. No, this will not negatively affect your results. Quality trumps quantity. As long as you're working hard on the few sets you do, you'll get results. Or go minimalist. Maybe you just need a new program for the busy holiday season. In that case, I suggest doing a minimalist routine. You don't have to perform 3 to 4 workouts each week that last 60 minutes or more. Just make the most of the time you do have and focus on improving your performance and working hard during those times. Heck, even if you only have 20 minutes, you can still work hard and accomplish a ton during that time. In fact, some people may actually have more productive workouts if they focus on working hard during that 20-minute period and keep rest periods to a minimum. Vow not to say, "I don't have the time." Make the most of the time you do have. Work hard, improve your performance, and then get back to your life. And if you're truly strapped for time, this is when bodyweight workouts are absolutely perfect. You can do them anytime and anywhere. They're the ultimate no excuses solution. Holiday Thrival Guide Summary. Now let's recap everything into an easy to remember checklist so you can thrive this holiday season. 1, get back to the basics of strength training and nutrition. There's beauty in the basics. They're simple and far less stressful. 2, train hard when possible, even if it's just 2 to 3 times per week. Just make sure you work hard and focus on quality instead of quantity. 3, eat well. Make sure most of your meals consist of real, whole, natural, and delicious foods. 4, enjoy the special meals and occasions. When Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner roll around, enjoy those moments. Eat your favorite foods, savor, and eat them slowly, and enjoy them guilt-free. When you allow yourself to enjoy your favorite foods without any guilt, you'll be less likely to binge eat. And then, once the holiday season is over, what to do after the holidays? Undoubtedly, many people will be tempted to go on a crazy diet after the holidays to work off any weight they may have put on. As long as you follow the holiday thrival tips above, you shouldn't add any fat this holiday season. But many people will be tempted to go on a diet regardless. Once the holidays are behind us, here's what you should do. Just get back to normal. Do not search for some rapid fat loss method or quick fix to burn off the goodies you ate during the holidays. I'll provide more guidelines as we near the new year, but until then, don't make any plans to do a crazy diet or workout routine. Get back to the basics, as we just mentioned, and be consistent and don't strive for perfection. Remember, you should enjoy this journey. Keep it simple, have a ton of fun in the process, become the strongest and most awesome version of yourself, achieve the results you're after, and maintain them long-term. Simplicity with working out and nutrition makes this possible. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Tips to Thrive During the Holiday Season by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I will echo Nia's sentiments when I say, yes, today, enjoy the time with friends and family. Enjoy your meal. Get rid of any feelings of guilt. But one of the most powerful tips Nia shared is the one where you stay consistent. So even if you're not working out as often during the holiday season, even if you find time, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half of the time that you would normally spend maybe at the gym, but if you can stay somewhat consistent, still incorporate 20 minutes or even less during this holiday season, 3-4 days a week, it is actually enough to keep that habit going. Plus, it keeps you mentally in the game. You won't have as much guilt. You'll still feel accomplished. Look, I've been so busy. I maybe got off track a little bit with the foods I've been eating, but you know what? I was still able to get in a workout. That is so powerful when it comes to, again, maintaining your behaviors, and it starts to create more self-confidence in you. Instead of going down that downward guilt spiral, oh, I didn't eat well and I didn't work out this week, it's so much more powerful to say, I did work out this week. I did fit it in. I was able to do that. That keeps your momentum going and you'll be less likely to completely relapse to old behaviors. All right, that's it from me for today. Again, I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday for those of you in the US. Thank you as always for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with a Friday Q&A, I promise. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.